Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And with a doot, we say good morning to everybody out there because we got a lot of stuff. Nice little Monday night football ass whooping for the Cowboys. Always, what the heck happened to the Cowboys? And honestly, now I find myself getting up in the morning, want to hear what Jerry Jones had to say. So I realize that there are certain guys like Aaron Rodgers or Jerry Jones. I can't wait to hear what they have to say. I really can't. And Jerry, like, we're not making any changes. We got to play better. Jerry, you're not going to play any better. Your last five games that you've lost, 47-9, 30-24, 27-21, 34-6, and 34-10. You're giving up just about that 34. You got some problems, man. Your defense is giving up a lot of points against everybody. So that was last night. The Heat got a nice win. Guess what? Jimmy Butler looked nice and refreshed last night, Woody, because he came out. And look, if he would play like that every night instead of the 14 personality Jimmy Butler from tonight, I'm just going to pass the ball, to the nights he doesn't play, and then last night he decided, well, I haven't played in the last four. I'm going to get after pretty good. And he did. 30 points, 10 rebounds, looked great, looked physical, hit a three, took, I think, one three-point shot last night. He made it. It was great to see. It's great. I'm like everybody else, man. It's not to pick on anybody. I just want to see, you know, and a lot of you will say, well, I just care about playoff Jimmy. All right, but you know what? I want to get a better seed, Jimmy. I want to get out of that 7 or 8 seed.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to get there first, right?
Yeah, man.
But look, there's never been a question. Jimmy can play. I don't think anyone's ever questioning that.
Did you see him last night, though?
Yeah. He can play at a high level. I don't think there's any doubt about
that. He's run up and down the court, alley oops.
Yeah.
And I was like, he looked like a young 35-year-old last night.
That's Jimmy, though, man. The guy can play, but, you know, again, it's kind of about availability, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because it was great that he's, you know, back and playing well. The problem is he's missed 4 games. They're 6-7. So, you know, it just, they got to get on a roll here. And by the way, the good news is there's a couple of the strong teams in the East that don't look very good. And I'm not talking just about the Milwaukee Bucks, but those 76ers don't look. What happened to Joel Embiid? He looks like the guy that I saw in the Olympics. He's half limping around. He's got no lift. He just looks like, outside of just the big guy that used to bully you when he didn't have great skill set, he'd just bully you and try to get a layup or something. That looks like he's just.
Are the Sixers like the equivalent of the Dallas Cowboys? Right? Like, I mean, the
sorta.
Sixers are supposed to be really good. It's funny because I remember Dallas beat someone good early in the season. Oh, there's the Browns, right? Remember they beat the Browns and they were crushing, you know, Watson back there and all that? And we go, man, that defense looks really good. This Cowboys team could be the real deal.
Then we found out the Browns are really bad, too. Yeah. No, so listen, man, good Jimmy last night. I guess we're going to do good Jimmy, bad Jimmy, or no Jimmy. We'll do that from now on. It was a real good Jimmy last night. And by the way, I give him credit because I wish I could be like that. I really don't care what you think. And if I don't play and I want to go walk around the streets of New York because of a bad ankle, I don't care. If it's a bad look, then I'm at tennis all day and then don't play that night, I don't care. I was sick. I didn't feel great. I ain't playing. Kiss my ass. It's a long season. And I'm playoff Jimmy, man. So I get it. And I also understand this because I'm working on Kim Bokamper. I'm working so hard on Bo these days, my good buddy, former teammate. I said, Bo, it's just different, man. Everything. He'll see something, it drives him nuts. Guys are laughing. It's all right, man. It's a different time. These guys, they don't have to look around and it's just, if you're an old schooler and there's things that bother you, because there's still things that bother me, I just have them under control.
Is this why Bo likes hockey so much?
Yes.
Because you don't have any of these issues in hockey, man.
You really evaluate it. You
know
what?
He's just like all of a sudden he's into hockey. And it's like, I can't picture Bo at a Heat game. I can't picture him being an NBA regular season type of guy.
Well, you egg him on by talking to him about, you know, maintenance nights and all that. Don't do. Why do you do that? Why?
Because it's
easy. He's easy to get.
Yeah, because it's easy.
Or, things have changed. They've just changed. You got to change with them or you got to retire. You have to. You can't sit. There's nothing worse than sitting there. If you're in a bitch fest constantly with your old buddies, and that means you're getting to be a grumpy old man. That is true. That equals grumpy old man. There's no question. Things are different. Times are different. Money's different. There are still some fundamentals, though. As in play as a team, your best players. There are certain things that still need to be done. If it's about being at your best and having team success, I do believe that. I believe coaching still matters. I do. I do believe there's a lot of different ways to get through to your players. I also, by that, I don't think you have to intimidate and, try to think nicely, Coach Shula style. But it doesn't have to be done that way. I mean, it worked for Coach Shula. Hell yes, it worked. But there's a zillion different ways, man, and times have changed, man. Kids aren't getting spanked. I got spanked growing up. Nobody gets spanked anymore, or very few people get spanked. And I'll guarantee you, when you do get spanked, it wasn't the spankings I used to get. They were ass whoopings, and well-deserved, I might add. I never got one. I did. I just, always sounds bad. Because people see my dad now at 90 and go, he just seems like such a mellow guy. He's 90. Not doing it anymore. Of course not. We have all kinds of stuff. You know what happened yesterday, Woody? We never mentioned. Marlins manager Clayton McCullough was introduced to the media. It was the most quiet introduction of all time. I saw it last night on local news, and I went, wow. And by the way, I get it. You take that job, and welcome to the new coach coming here to lead the rebuild. There's only 30 jobs. I understand, although one guy turned it down. But I understand why you take them. There's only 30 of them. It's a Major League Baseball job. No matter what you say, it's a Major League Baseball job. But I got to tell you, the adjustment for this guy. And listen, it's his first. I would have done the same damn thing. I'd be all in. I'd take patience pills. He's a young guy in his mid-40s. He'll be fine. But I got to tell you, man, you just went from a payroll of close to $270 million, and you have Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman in that lineup with the Dodgers, and Hernandez, by the way, also, who nobody talks about, who's really good. You have those four guys. And by the way, they're trying to get Juan Soto, in case anybody didn't know. Like, they're in for that one too. They got enough money for that. Oh, we can give him a $500 or $600 million contract. We have room. We need another outfielder. You're going from that to trying to figure out what your minor league system looks like, although I guess they traded away all these pieces last year to try to get more, and I don't know what they're gonna, do with Alcantara coming back. I have no idea. Who before Tommy John was and missed all of last year was one of the best pitchers in baseball. Do they move him and try to empty somebody's minor league system? I don't know. But it was a quiet day getting back to the original. I saw Dave Hyde, actually, old Dave Hyde. You gotta love Dave, man. He got a little baseball in him. He's still out there. But listen, you can coach your ass off. You can develop players. Because I've listened to this so long, it's nothing against the team now, the ownership, the front office, the management. We have heard this crap for so long, but this has been going on for so long that it's frustrating because of the way baseball's set up. And there are teams now that have figured out the draft and have hit on some young guys that have been able to come up. We're seeing a lot more success. College guys come in within a year or two and in the majors and really good. We've seen some young guys, some young stars. But the other way, you know it works because we've seen it with Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman coming from other teams. You get all those guys and you put them together with everything else you're able to get. And by the way, the Dodgers have a great minor league system that nobody ever talks about just because I have no life and follow minor league to see how everybody's ranked and all that stuff. I always find it interesting, kind of everybody's practice squad to see what it looks like. And Dodgers always are at the top, man. Dodgers develop a lot of dudes too. So anyway, good luck to Clayton and everything. I hope it works out. What are they saying? Be patient for another year. Give us another year. So we'll
worked
see.
Up over it.
I'm
man.
Not. No.
Those teams
will
all still be coming to our building. You know, go watch the other teams.
It's fun.
It's a great time over there. Really,
That's what tickets do.
It's fine though.
I saw the Sacramento. I told you my story is I saw the Sacramento Kings used to do that.
Yeah,
Michael Jordan's coming to town.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. Look, the reality is they're never going to compete. Right, they don't spend the money to compete with those teams. They're not even going to be close, and it's okay.
Well, listen,
you just got to accept it at some point.
They don't have the revenue. By the way, I understand in fairness to the ownership, to the owner and all his limited partners that he has. I understand.
I don't have any issue with the product that they put on the field. I really don't, because I don't think it can get better. I just why would they spend the money? It'd be bad business for them.
So
I get you want to win, right? You don't buy a team just to make money, but why? Like, what would?
All right, look, I'm not going to do this with all this football and basketball.
Yeah,
and hockey
it's
stuff.
A silly
I'm
conversation,
not.
But just embrace what they are, man.
Okay, but
go watch the visiting team.
Let me just say one other thing to you, though.
And the promotions.
There's two ways to do this baseball thing. The good teams do a combination. You have to have some minor league guys come up that are really good players, and Dodgers have always been able to do that. That's a great example of a team that's been able to do it. And then they have all that money to spend, stupid money to go out and get the Ohtanis and Betts and Freemans and all the rest of those guys that they're able to get. They're able to go out and do it. So right now we haven't figured out the minor league thing and obviously don't have the money for free agency. But I've been listening to every frigging guy that comes in here tells us how they're going to fix the minor league system, not only draft the right guys, but develop the right guys. Because we've heard the coaching in the minor league system is bad, the evaluations suck, and now we got this Einstein from Tampa Bay. We got this guy that's super smart. Which, by the way, Tampa Bay's got the number one minor league system in baseball right now. Again, even without him, unless it's still his. So, anyway, that's it. I'm done. I got that out of the way. Thank you for listening to that early in the morning before. You know, if you're just kidding, I'm like, what's he doing? What the hell is that guy doing this morning? We got all this stuff going on. By the way, the other story, Bill. I watched ESPN yesterday, and Bill Belichick went from one show. He's on McAfee, and then they're going, hey, stay around. And the very next show is a breakdown on Monday with Peyton Manning and Bill Belichick. One thing, you got to play Belichick's team twice a year with Brady, but watching him do all this stuff that he's doing, and I will tell you, I watched some of it, and you listen to what he says. He's pretty damn good. But he rips, so he's trying to get a job, and I'm not saying he rips everybody, but he gets after teams and what they do wrong. And they've always had this problem, and this team's never been able to figure this out. And I'm just thinking, hey, Bill, it's good for business. People are saying that follow it, that want good stuff in football, talking, you know, about Chicago Bears, bad offensive line, and all that stuff. But you know he wants a job. And could you see him going to Jacksonville or Dallas? I just don't see, and just to talk about the Dallas thing, I don't see Jerry Jones and Bill Belichick together. I just don't. How is Bill going to handle? I got one thing that pops up when people go, no, that's a perfect fit. How does Bill Belichick handle after a game, he's got to wait for Jerry Jones to speak to the media, and then Bill has got to answer questions that and answers that Jerry Jones is throwing out there. Who Jerry Jones doesn't say anything, by the way. Oh, we got to be better. Got to be better. We're not getting ready. If you're asking me, don't do that. I've been doing this for a long time. I don't give Jimmy Johnson any credit. It's about me. So I just, and by the way, you know Bill Belichick's got to be talking to Jimmy Johnson, right? You know those guys. So I know they're friends. So Jimmy must say, Bill, you want to coach? You know, I get it, but a lot of stuff you got to put up with. That ego, that Jerry Jones ego, and your ego may not match up well. It could happen, but man, sometimes you go into a marriage. You ever been to one of those bad boys? I've had a couple. And buddies, I've been at them, and I go, I just know what a dog he is. This thing's not going to work. She's a little wild, too. They're just a little different. I don't see it happening. Wait till the first time he wants to go out with the boys, and all hell breaks loose because Sheath said, we're going to my parents' house. I just don't see that one working. We got to go to break here, man. We got a lot of stuff coming.
You know, I always tell you, baseball texts go to the front of the line here, Joe. And from the 3-2-1, we get, Joe, how do you think we feel up here in Tampa? We don't even have a stadium to play in.
Yeah, but you're going to sell out this year. That thing holds. What's that thing?
The minor league park they're going to play in?
11, 12.
Yeah, it's small.
Hey, how about we've been sitting down there to that Tampa Bay fan, listen to what we've been going through. For years, we've been going, we're going to do it. How many people we stand, how many people in the Marlins organization have said, we're trying to do it the Tampa Bay way? That's what we used to say, and they're up there bitching. They don't like the Tampa Bay way.
The difference is we have a beautiful park, and Tropicana Field is one of the worst sports venues on earth.
That's true.
What a horrible place.
All right. Hey, listen, we got to go to break here. I went super long. A lot of coffee early in this morning. For some reason, I was wide awake at 2 o'clock this morning. My God, you ain't going to believe who popped up yesterday. My buddy from California pops in. Not by himself, with another woman. Another woman. God only knows where he found this woman. But he flew back and knocks on my door late last night. And I had to go tell my wife, you got to let him stay. And she goes, no way, get him a room. We fought, and I won, and they're in the back bedroom right now. This woman, God knows where she's from or who she is, with this buddy of mine from California. Right now, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED, low T, if you're going through it, man, do something about it. I got to tell you right now, if you are going through it, Atlantic Men's Clinic works. It's the holiday season. I got a great idea. Better than any gift you could get is getting your energy level back and your sex drive back. If that sounds good to you, and ED happens, by the way, starts about half the men in their 50s have ED, and it's a problem, man. It can really mess with your head. All of a sudden, nothing's working in the bedroom. And if you're going through, your energy level is low, you're constantly tired, you're moody, you're not working out like you used to, but you're eating the same amount, so you're gaining weight. You know how that works. You can do the math on that one. But I just want to let you know, I had such great results with Atlantic Men's Clinic. I just want to tell people, if you're thinking about like, oh, I want to feel better, I want to have more energy, I want to get back to better workouts and feel great and chase that wife or girlfriend around a little bit, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, Tina, PSA test. Hey, they're going to do it all for you. Get your results there. They'll break down everything for you. They'll explain everything you're going through. And then if you're in on it, start the program, because within a few weeks, you start feeling great. And I got to tell you, 8 months into this thing, I was there yesterday. I feel fantastic. I really do. My energy level is fun. Playing tennis longer, walking longer, just feel all around a lot better. And if you want it to work for you, and come up to me when you see me. If one-on-one, say, hey, Joe, is this real? Yes. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. 855-7300. Six locations in South Florida to serve you. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Set up that first appointment today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's day two of our contest here, Joe. We're giving away a Jason Taylor autographed football, courtesy of Power Financial Credit Union. We'll be giving out clues every day through Thursday. On Friday, when you hear the cue to call, if you're the first caller with all four correct clues, you win. Sponsored by Power Financial Credit Union. Join today and empower your money to do more. And today's clue is Taylor. There you go, Taylor.
All right, my daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. No, that's Jason Taylor. Okay.
Yeah. All right, could be both. Anyway, you get the you got to get all four of the clues.
You can do you.
No, I don't think we can go back to the one yesterday. No, you'd have to go like to the podcast. It's on there, but
I kind of stumble because I didn't know it was.
Nope,
stick my foot in my mouth. Okay,
do you actually remember yesterday's?
Yes,
you got a good memory.
It was such a difficult word yesterday, Woody. All right, hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Heat get a nice win last night against 76ers, and that's what everybody's doing to them, beating them right now. Jimmy Butler with 30 last night. Heat back to 6-7. Have a couple of days off now before the Mavs come to town. Oh, by the way, that's a great show to watch if you got tickets to that. And Dolphins will be in town getting one step closer, back to 500 with the Patriots in town. And so we'll be talking more about that. There were a couple things with the Dolphins who have today off before going back to work. And, of course, next week, Thanksgiving. And the Dolphins have been nice enough to go to Green Bay and play not the first game of the day, not the second, but the last game, where you're usually pretty liquored up at the end of the night, and it's time to go. So we got the third game. First time I can remember the Dolphins having the last game of Thanksgiving. So on the road too. So we'll late night and early morning back here in South Florida. Hopefully we can get out and all that stuff, and we don't get any of that crazy ass Green Bay weather, which I remember so well with that damn snow. So this Tua stuff is really interesting, and he's got a high percentage of completion. Actually, he is playing really well. I think he's playing really well, considering nobody knew what he's going to look like coming back after a month off. And I give him credit. He's sick of he's very made it clear to everybody in his life, I'm really tired of hearing about a concussion and stuff. So the only people really need to worry about it right now, I mean, fans, we worry about everything, but the front office needs to make sure this never happens. And it's one of the things I wanted to talk about. So I saw somebody wrote yesterday for the, you know, people that want Tua out, and I'm like, it's not a matter of that right now. He's got a nice contract, got a nice big life-changing contract. It has nothing to do with moving him out. It has something to do with making sure, if this happens again, which it could, to make sure you're covered so that your play, if this wasn't the greatest reminder in the history of this franchise to make sure you are better set up with a backup quarterback than what they just went through, where we were scoring 10 points a friggin' game. I mean, it was bad. And we played some bad teams during that time. We should have lost to the Patriots. We won by a half a foot, literally. And So it's not, I want Tua to stay. I'm just speaking for myself, and I think a lot of people realize, no, he's the quarterback, and they have a system that works for him right now. It's a short system, which, hey, Mike's made some adjustments. I guess we should all, and I'm guilty, before every game going, hey, today's the day to get the passing game going a little bit down the field with Waddle and Tyreek. I realize when I say that now, I'm talking about 15, 18 yards. It's different. The 2D, Mike's made adjustments, and it's going to be a short passing game. A lot of different ways he can do it when they get a chance. They'll run a little deeper routes. But as far as all those takeoffs, I don't think they threw a takeoff in the last game. I don't remember a deep post pattern. I don't remember a take. I don't even remember a deep corner route. I remember from the slot guys running corner routes between the safety and the corner. But so it's a different kind of offense, but it's fine. It's worked. It looks under control, even though there's a lot of throwing because you haven't been able to run the ball that well the last two games. And so, but this thing, as far as Tua goes, I know it's going to heat back up, and we'll see. And you know, anytime I'm coming in, I'm counting on him finishing out this season, and that he's going to be fine. And then, hey, if it doesn't, it opens up another chapter to another book, and here we go again. But this thing with Tua, he can be your quarterback. So anybody who thinks he's going to be gone, if he keeps playing the way he's playing, which there's no reason to think that he won't, and we'll see with the schedule. But the schedule, you know, we're not playing Detroit. I'm not playing Baltimore. No more Buffalo. No Kansas City. So what I'm saying, no Pittsburgh. You look at all the top teams, we're not playing them, so I think we have a chance. We have a chance. And he's played well enough. As long as he's healthy, he's a starting quarterback. I expect him to come back, and he'll be the starting quarterback next year. All I'm saying is this team needs to make a priority, along with everything else this team needs to improve on. And I don't care if it's through the draft, or if they got to go out and get a Daniel Jones or somebody that's played a lot of football, whether it was good football or bad football, a veteran guy that's got a lot of starts and at times has had good games in this league, they got to spend a few extra bucks and get a really good backup quarterback, period. Not up for, I don't have to call my starter in and explain it to him. He knows. He knows. Like, look, you're the starting quarterback, but we got to make sure we need a really good insurance policy in case this happens again and you have to miss some extended time. We want to make sure we're covered so that when we show up at the ballpark, we have a chance to win. And to come some of those games, we didn't have a chance to win. So that's all. That's how it is. People want two out. I don't know. I don't know why they're still doing it. They're wasting their time. As long as he's healthy, he's not going to be gone. And most of the time, when he's healthy, he's been pretty good to real good. So, and the adjustments Mike's made have been great. I'm coming around on this, that you don't have to throw the ball down the field. It'd be nice. I'm guessing if guys come up and play and the two deep thing, if for whatever reasons in their head or they don't think they can do things because this two deep thing that's been around for 200 years in the NFL – but if it's taken away a lot of our stuff and you've got this thing figured out and mastered the way you did last game, I'm all for it, man. And been kind of A-chant. I mean, it's a heavy dose of A-chant, and it's kind of Tyreek and Jonnu Smith splitting the two and three guys right now. That's your offense. And Waddle, you get a couple, two, and then you split it out. Six or seven guys, five, six, seven other guys get a little dose of the football, small dose. And that's kind of the way this thing is set up right now. So it's about winning. Defense playing really well, playing as a team really well. I'm not saying they have a whole bunch of superstars on the defense, but I think they play great as a group right now, and they have the last couple of games. So we'll see, and then it's going to pick up. You got the Patriots, and then – you get the big test Thursday night against one of the best running teams in the National Football League, the Green Bay Packers, in their kind of weather, in their house, And it's one of those games that we've been talking about the last couple of years that you have to win. And it's to get back to 500. Get back to 500 and still got a lot of games left. So that would be a big jump. But you got to take care of this one first. I don't want to look ahead of the Patriots. And we'll go from there. We've got to get all caught up here. Again, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Did you see our linebacker landed in a nice spot, by the way? Everybody's kind of wondering where David Long would end up. How about going to the Lions? Hey, we're going to put you on practice squad, but you'll be on the active roster here because they just lost one of their linebackers. Anyway, we'll jump.
Are they getting Calais Campbell, too, at some point?
Oh, God, don't get going on that thing. Yeah, that was. You know, when he started yesterday.
Did people hit you with? I mean, you must have gotten people calling you and texting you afterwards.
Yes.
It was a nice thing to say. I mean, I get it. It's nice, but it's just not how it works.
This business.
You gotta give Omar a hug in the locker room today.
Yeah, man. Like, hey, thanks, man. And hey, if things don't go well and you're getting ready to play the Jets, go, no, cut him. Let him go. Go play for somebody else right now, my friend. Yeah, that was kind of like, hey, Calais getting ready to do a sit down with him or something, man, because he just, like, that was weird. We're sitting here trying to get back in this friggin' run with one of your two or three best players on your team, and he's talking about letting him go to another team because it's the right thing to do, and it'll be a great look. All the other players will go, the Miami Dolphins, the nicest, friendliest team in the NFL, out to help the players. Hell no, this thing's about winning and losing, period. Tell you what else it's about, going to Baptist Health South Florida when you're injured. You know, the bad part is nobody wants to be injured. Reality is the longer you play and the more competitive you are with team and individual sports, sooner or later, we all get hurt. We all get hurt, and it doesn't stop, man. I'm finding out in my 60s. I'm hurt all the friggin' time. I'd have been cut from a team about 200 times, as many times I've been hurt playing tennis. Baptist Health South Florida, though, is one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU and FAU. They got a great program for Dade County high school sports and a lot of high school, college, and professional athletes, not only here in South Florida, but from all over the country, waiting to get in to see those great doctors. At Baptist Health South Florida are so good. They've hired some of the best specialists in the country to live down here in South Florida and cover all of our injuries, knee and shoulder and foot and ankle. We have hand specialists. We have back specialists, hip and knee replacement doctors, even doctors that do nothing but fix Achilles. So the next time you have an injury, a sports-related injury, doesn't matter who it is in the family, Baptist Health South Florida, it's got a great location for you. Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility, and 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. I'll tell you, all you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
All right, before we get back to it here, let's get you some weather. It is brought to you by the Demesman and Over Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 76 degrees. It is cloudy. Sun is going to come out soon here at some point. That's weather. And I'll let people also know, Joe, we are giving away again. We have a pair of Heat tickets. Day after Thanksgiving, Raptors, NBA Cup, Jimmy may play. We'll give those away at some point.
Can you just talk about the Heat and not always the Jimmy thing?
He's the show, man. You're going to see him.
He plays like he did last night, man. It'd be great because he was 30 points. He looked fresh.
Got to have Jimmy out there. I don't think anyone can name one player on the Raptors, to be quite honest with you.
They've turned that roster over.
Yeah, you think?
I think a lot of guys look to get out of there, huh? Kawhi kind of started something there, won his championship. And
they dodged a bullet with that guy not signing there, though, to be
honest.
Boy,
they did, huh, with his knee problems. I think they've got him under contract for
a while. Even Ben Simmons is playing.
I have not heard that. Is he really playing?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
He's terrible, but he plays. His numbers are abysmal.
Well, I don't think he ever quite got back that mental block that he had, because he wasn't bad. He's never a great shooter, but he put up really good numbers. Good enough numbers, get that second contract. We like to call it that life-changing contract. that that guys get. Always want to get that second contract. As we say good morning to everybody, and got a lot of stuff going on. Texans just went into Dallas and just slapped them around last night. My God, 34-10. Outscored 17-0 in the second half. The Cowboys got shut out, and five straight losses for them. Terrible home record, which Jerry Jones cares about marketing and made it a point to apologize to the fan base last night, along with a lot of other things. By the way, there are two coaches that are definitely going to be out of job. Now, there's probably going to be five or six or seven, because there is every year, right, Woody? Woody, there's always ends up because there's going to be, oh, I didn't see this one. Oh, yeah, it wasn't great, because you know what relationships are, and you don't know what the level of frustration is from ownership and their patience pills, and they're getting older and all that. But there are two guys right now that are in big, big trouble and going to have trouble keeping their job. Doug Peterson and Mike McCarthy, I would say, are gone. The question is, do they make it through the season?
Yeah, those two are locks, Joe. But like, so you got a bunch of bad teams here. I don't know which one you think is the most disappointing, or which one will, you know, heads will roll. Like Tennessee is a disaster, right? I know Vegas. Like, I don't know what is Vegas going to do.
Well,
I know they like that guy, but
all the interim coaches, and by the way, Riz is coaching his ass off 2-0 with the.
I don't know if he'll get that job, or I mean, you
but,
think?
But the other two guys could be.
But Vegas is a mess. The Giants are a mess.
What about the Jets coach? He's gone. Interim coach.
Interim, yeah. I mean, everyone. So the Jets have to.
That's that
they
whole
have to do
group.
A massive rebuild there,
and
right?
By the way, how about they got to figure out what they want? You know, speaking of quarterbacks, they got some articles today up in New York killing.
Like, yeah, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Rodgers has to go. Like, what are we doing?
But you also brought in all of his guys around you, too.
I know.
Like, I mean,
you sold out like we've never seen this league do it. You not only, you got pieces he wanted.
It's bad, man.
I've never heard of this in the NFL. Now, you see it in basketball sometimes. You might see it in another sport. You don't see it in football where a guy, you know, all of a sudden all these old Green Bay Packer guys are showing up in a Jets uniform, and you're like, you know, I'd like this guy and I'd like that guy, and can you trade for my old receiver? He wants out of Vegas. He hates it there. Yeah, they got to make a decision on him. What do you do? Is it better? Are they going to keep Aaron Rodgers and get some big personality coach that can handle him? I mean, is that a Belichick job? No, he's got no shot. That thing is, he's ripped that organization. Forget I said
but
that.
So you think they roll the dice again with Aaron Rodgers and just hope it
I think he came
gets
out,
better or
he
something?
He came out like, the other day and said he wants to come back. He's leaning towards wanting to come back.
Well, he may, but the question is, do they want him back? And I got to tell you, I don't think there'd be one team in the NFL that would make a move to get him if he was thrown off the Jets.
I don't know about that.
I really don't, because he obviously won't be a backup.
Well, that's your...
Right? I mean, you'd love to have him as a backup. I mean, I don't know if you'd want that, because he's kind of toxic.
By the way, how would you like to be Daniel Jones waking up as a third-string quarterback in New York? Not second.
Yeah.
No. You're going to be the third quarterback.
And keep
you
him may away not, from everything, man.
By the way, you might not suit up on... We might not dress three quarterbacks on game day.
You know, I think it's a little unfair with him, because I think that team has been so bad.
I agree.
And they have not put anything around him to give that guy a shot.
If we could get a Daniel Jones here.
That'd be a great backup, yes.
Look, this is what you're going to get, because now you're going to have people
those
ripping
are the kinds
both
of guys,
us.
Yes,
they're going to go, well, Daniel Jones, why do we? Look, man, you're talking about getting a backup.
You'd be the best backup in the league, right? Who are the best backups right now?
I like the Pittsburgh
Joe Flacco.
1-2. I like Pittsburgh's 1-2
punch. Pittsburgh's got a 1-2, yeah.
That is a good one. Joe Flacco's
maybe
had a couple rough
Falcons
games.
Situation is kind of intriguing.
They might be making a change here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Woody. It's,
but yes,
it's a great
Daniel
question.
Jones type of guy as a backup.
But that's what teams are getting. You're getting a veteran guy that's had success, but not enough where they let him go, and he's, you know, not making the big bucks that he's ready to come in and hopefully.
So one thing
win
that we're seeing a lot more of, though, is a lot of these guys that didn't play well at their first stop, that were high draft picks, they're actually turning out to be pretty good elsewhere, right? Like, look at Sam Darnold.
Baker.
Pretty legitimate starter. Yeah, Baker. Like, we're seeing these guys get recycled a little bit here.
Woody, some of them have to get recycled because we don't have enough. There's not enough quarterbacks. We're going to go through this again this offseason. And everybody's going to go, wow, what are we going to do? We need a quarterback. And I, most people say this quarterback class is not that strong.
Yeah, until it is, and people get
desperate. Well, they're basically talking about two guys. Yeah. Talking about Cam and talking about Deion's son.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I'm sure by the time the draft rolls around, there will be other names.
Yeah, no. There always are. There is.
And there's going to be four or five teams at the top of the draft that need a quarterback.
Yours in Texas probably get mentioned, and there'll be some other guys that play well. Oh, I know the Alabama quarterback. I saw him on some first round in some mock drafts.
Yeah, sure. Hey, what does Jacksonville do with Trevor Lawrence? They just signed him. You got to ride that thing out, I guess.
So you're just doing what our fans do. He's not going anywhere. Why? He's not going anywhere.
Because they have a massive
They're going to clean that thing. They're going to clean it and go, we got to get him more support. You're not going to get rid of him with the amount of money he got. They're going to do some deep cleaning. They're going to do what my wife does. She cleans the house before she has somebody come in and clean.
She does a pre-clean?
She's old school. Like, she thinks she's got to clean because she doesn't want to see the lady that cleans that it might be dirty, so she does the first round of cleaning. I've never heard of that.
Hmm.
I don't know if that. Anyway, so that's what they're going to do, by the way, in Jacksonville. They're going to be doing that same thing with, but they're not. He's the one guy they're not touching. Woody. Not getting rid of a guy they just gave $275 million to. He's not going anywhere. And I'm with you. I'm getting to think he's just not that good. I'm not saying he's bad. You know, it was like he was down here. He made a couple throws. Made that throw in the back of the end zone. I went, damn, that's a big-time throw. And then I watch him some days, and he's got a wide-open guy in a corner route, and he throws it five rows up.
There's some really bad quarterback contracts out there. So Dak, right? His career, I don't know where that's
heading. Try to figure that one out.
Trevor Lawrence is one of them. The guy in Cleveland is maybe the king of them all.
I think Dak Prescott, to your point about Dak, people are the most divided on him more than anybody else. You can throw Tua, you can throw anybody. I think Dak Prescott, there are some people that just say he's not very good, and others go, no, he's a top 10. I heard this.
He is good.
ESPN makes a living on that.
He is good. He puts up big numbers every year. But he clearly is not good enough to get you over the hump, right? And that to me is the big thing that you're trying to do, right? Apparently here we're just trying to win a playoff game, but like most teams, they want to try to, you know, make it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of the goal.
You, besides winning these games right now to try to get back in this thing and get out of the hole that we dug early in the year, this thing for Tua, this one thing is not going to go away. This one knock of winning, and it starts Thanksgiving night, right? Beating playoff teams late in the year on the road, and he's got two of them coming up. He's got to play the Texans. Whatever you think of them, they're going to win that division.
They're pretty good. The Texans are
good. And the Green Bay Packers. And those are going to be.
You got to beat the Patriots first.
I know. I'm just talking in the big picture. That's what we do. I'm not on the teams. I went through this with Mario yesterday.
One week. 1-0, Joe.
We don't want to talk about Syracuse, Joe. We don't want to talk about Green Bay. We want to talk about right now. Well, hell, that's not what we do here, man. We look ahead. We look at the big picture here,
man. I do think the Texans are a pretty good team. I know they've been kind of a little up and down, but
I'll tell you,
that quarterback's a real deal.
He is, but I owe you an apology because he's not putting up numbers like last year.
No. They never do, man. In the second year, sometimes there's a little drop off.
You are my quarterback guru here.
Buy low on the rookie cards, right? So, a quarterback guru.
Hey, yeah,
we've got our fair share of those in Miami. Jeez.
We've got.
I may actually be.
We got 7 o'clock hour coming up here, man. But before we jump in this 7 o'clock hour, and Kyle Crabb's going to join us, one of my favorites, and break down and numbers and get into the Miami Dolphins as only Kyle can do. Who's really, really good at what he does. He hosts of a Locked on Fins podcast that we like to use here. I want to tell you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Two guys that I know very well, and I know how hard they're going to work for you. Yes, the partners of Cohen and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. And if you do go through an injury, a personal injury, car accident, something at work, slip and fall, whatever, I want to let you know that there's a lot of choices out there. You see them on TV, you hear them on the radio, you hear them everywhere. But there's only one Harvey and one Gary. And boy, when they tell you, when you walk through that front door, you're dealing with the guys that have their names on the law firm because they're it. Harvey Cohen and Gary Jude. It doesn't get any better than that, man. Two guys that know how to get it done for you. The same partners who handle your case from start to finish with more than 30 years of experience each. They've been together a long time. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. See, they think communication, especially when you're going through an injury and you want to know how your case is going and how it's going to be handled, is it going to, or how are you going to do, are we going to settle, and all those things, they keep you updated, man. That's a big thing for Harvey and Gary, is to communicate with you. Even on a weekend, you have a question about how your case is going, and they keep you updated. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always reach. They're always going to be there for you. Any kind of questions you have, go to CohenandJudah.com. That's 866-FAIR-FEE, 866-FAIR-FEE. And I want to say this, if you're not happy and not getting that kind of treatment where you are right now at the law firm and not real happy, you know, you can switch anytime. Let Harvey and Gary take a look at it. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. That's Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.